Yo, Technical File Podcast. It's your boy Abdi.
It's your boy Lil Gap.
And we were supposed to have Johannes. Johannes joined, but his power just went out. So me and Miles are gonna hold it down for you guys. We got a couple things to talk about today. NBA draft being one of them. We'll talk about the winners and the losers in that. Surprise picks. The best players, who we think is the best players in the draft, and then about free agency, we're going to see the big moves that were made, the teams who have surprised us the most, and what we're looking forward to. Also, free agency is not done, so we're going to be talking about the best available players right now. Miles, man, how you been, bro? It's been a couple months, right? Yeah, it's been a couple months. Since you got off that little high, you know what I'm saying? So you wanna?
Oh, I'm still on it. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. We still on it. We went back to back chips in two different sports in the city of LA. So we're still pretty high and mighty on that.
That's great, man. Congrats. LA deserves that, especially with the whole coronavirus and everything going on. So
we needed a win.
And regardless of you guys not doing well in the draft, you guys have made some big moves in the free agency.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing what type of production we get out of players like Wes Matthews, and we got Montrezl Harrell coming across the street to come with the winning team.
Yes, sir.
That, man. And Dennis Schroeder, he's a nice addition. Man, there's one player in particular we'll get into later that I wish you would have picked up, but you know I can't help but be happy for this player. So, yeah,
we'll get to all that, but first let's start with the draft, man. Who are your biggest winners and losers? Yeah. A lot of people were expecting trades, and you know, but who do you think were the biggest winners in this?
Well, the biggest winners, in my opinion, were the top three picking teams, being the Timberwolves, the Charlotte Hornets, and who's the third one that we have in there? Remind me again.
I forget. I don't know from the top of my head.
Off the top of my head, but those top three picks, by far, the biggest winners in the lottery.
You're talking Minnesota, Charlotte, and Golden State. Yeah.
Excuse me, yeah, Garland and Golden State, yeah. Golden State definitely needed a big, and the fact that they were able to get such talent, I think that's going to impact their team immensely just because of the lack of depth that they're experiencing. Unfortunately, Klay Thompson has, as of this time of recording, torn his Achilles. He's expected to make a full recovery, but they're going to miss him a lot. However, I'm a little surprised that the Knicks didn't try to trade up a little higher to get a better pick and that's a good segue into my losing team, the Knicks. Every year they end up doing something. Look, you know, every year they end up making some bonehead move or don't do enough to put themselves in position to get good picks, and they are my losers. So,
all right, so bro, I'm gonna start off with my winners. I have a little, I'm kind of against you in one of those, but
okay.
Yeah, the biggest winners for me were the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
Trading all these players. Sam Presti did a great job by saying, "Yo, I'm gonna rebuild these guys. We lost our best player in Chris Paul. I got Shea Alexander. I'm gonna build around this core, you know, right now, this young core." They got, what, 19 first-round, future first-round draft picks?
A stockpile full of future first-round picks, which is unheard of. So, Mets.
So, like, I think them and I'm going to have to say the Sixers, bro, because Daryl Morey.
He came up.
Daryl Morey.
And for making some good moves to put his team in position to win, because last year he was sus, especially with the Al contract. I was big mad when he did that.
when Elton Brand did the sign and trade with Boston?
Yeah, that was dumb. That was real bad.
Yeah, but Daryl took. He was like, "Yo, if I'm gonna be the guy here, I'm gonna let go of this big useless contract." You know,
he got rid of. Well, Danilo Gallinari was a free agent. He was able to get rid of that. You know, it was an expiring deal, so they're able to just rebuild and start fresh. I'm a little surprised that he got rid of Terrence Ferguson, though. I'm not gonna lie. I thought that he was a good piece that he could have kept, but you know, he's the mastermind. He's the maestro, and you know, he's West still, so he's got something to prove. With the
I'm really proud. I'm so proud of what they've done, regardless of what they've lost. It's like, hey, I'm gonna get rid of these 30-year-olds and focus on my future right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And now,
so
you know, the whole future to look forward to. You could just build and build, and you know, these high school players are getting better and better by the day. So I've already known. There's a player I was looking at the other day by the name of JD, blanking on his last name, but this boy, I think he could be a potential number one overall pick coming out of college in the coming season.
What year?
He's class of 21. Yeah. Okay. I think 2022 NBA draft. He's thinking way ahead, bro.
Yeah. So like I'm probably gonna go with the Minnesota Timberwolves being the biggest losers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like Anthony Edwards, bro, like there's not enough tape out there for me to say he's a unanimous number one overall pick for them.
Yeah.
And for them to just waste that draft pick and not, I was expecting a trade, bro, like everyone else in the world.
Yeah, you know? I was too. I thought they were going to try to get a more established star to add to the three or add to the two have in Minnesota right now, being Carl Anthony,
right?
D'Angelo Russell. But hey, that's what they want to go with. I mean, and I feel bad for Timberwolves fans too. You go and get the best talent that's available in the draft, but developing players has not been their forte. And the last time they've had a really successful season was like 2006, back when they had Kevin Garnett. And fortunately, we haven't seen that type of success. The whole Andrew Wiggins thing didn't work out, and we thought that
Carl Anthony Towns is still a work in process. So.
Yeah, he's still a work in process too, but he's got a okay trajectory. He's able to make an all-star team, and you know, he's got a star to compliment him, but there's a problem I do have with the Anthony Edwards pick, and this is the same problem. I was just about to make my comparison. When they had drafted Andrew Wiggins, that motor that was questionable, they said, you know, on the drafting analysis, they or pre-draft analysis, they say, you know, he kind of dissipates in and out of games, and you can't do that at that level, and you have to have high motor. So we'll see if his work ethic improves. Hopefully it does. You know, he'll realize, you know, I'm at the highest level possible, and, you know, you got to go even harder. This is only the first step when you're becoming, you know, trying to become a franchise, as they have him listed as like a star scorer. So we'll see.
Yeah, they're putting it out as a big three out there. Big three.
We'll see what actually happens.
Surprised that's a great segue to the next topic. So like that was one of my like most confusing picks, you know, like just right off the bat, picking Anthony going first. Was that was that the most confusing pick for you?
It was along with RJ Hampton going to Milwaukee. I thought he was going to go actually a little bit higher. I thought he might have been able to sneak into the top five, but he ended up falling down all the way to Milwaukee. And mind you, this is the same kid that took a year-long $1 million internship with, what was it, Reebok. And, you know, he's had top flight facilities and training. And, you know, I thought teams were going to try to jump on him. But, I mean, he's a potential star scorer in himself. And, you know, teams need that. That's what the league's predicated around, is those star, you know, those scoring wings. But, well, that's not what happened. I was a little surprised. I think everybody forgot about RJ.
RJ is nice. By the way, it wasn't Reebok. I think it was New Balance.
New Balance. Okay. Yeah, you're right. That's right. It was New Balance. So yeah, I was a little surprised he fell that low, but
yeah. But what's it called? I mean, there's a lot of surprise picks, you know, like the next picking, what's his name
from Barcelona? Yeah, that kid. I can't.
Danny. That's way too early in the draft, man. You know
what I mean?
Yeah,
and if you watch his scouting report, there's a lot of questions, especially about his decision making going into it. I watched some of his film, and he has the potential. He's built like an NBA player, but he doesn't take contact very well. You know, his IQ, his passing is decent, but his IQ is still like not NBA level. And you know, he's been playing overseas, you know, at the EuroLeague level, but when you're playing against NBA players, I don't know, that's a big gamble. But you know, that's New York for you. That's typical.
Hey, that's not, let's stay on Europe, bro. My best pick of the draft the entire night has to go to the New York Knicks. Obi Toppin, bro. 6'9" power forward. Yeah, 4 years at Dayton. Homegrown, my guy. Homegrown. You know what I'm saying? Like watching him, what is it called? Do that interview with that ESPN analyst. I forget her name.
All of our information because of this free agency got it jacked up.
Kobe was supposed to be top three, I'm not gonna lie, but I mean he went to a mid-major school, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to like to risk that first three picks on you know that type of guy. But Obi's gonna be something special, bro. And the New York Knicks lucked out for the first time in a long, long time. The New York Knicks lucked out. I'm happy.
Knicks fans, y'all did one thing right. Don't get comfortable. Don't get excited. And don't start talking mess in the comments. I mean, talk in the comments, but just watch what happens when y'all actually get down into it and figure out what y'all gonna do as far as coaching.
They got a squad, man.
We said that when they got what's that boy's name? Julius Randle, and it didn't happen. So, hey, man.
I mean, like. That Julius is still a work in progress as well. So,
yeah, we'll Zion.
Yeah, but who's your best player in the draft?
LaMelo, bro. LaMelo's my – I had him as my best player. He's the most prepared player out of all of them. Playing against grown man competition in Australia, he's battle-tested. He does need to improve on his shooting from the outside, but that's just because he needs to fix his shot, just like his brother did. But, you know, he can score. He's a good player, and, you know, put some weight on. He's going to do that. He's the most prepared player out of everybody else in the draft, in my opinion. So I'm a little surprised they weren't able to the pieces fell where they lay. I'm curious what they're going to do with as far as that that rotation with him and Devontae Graham. We'll see who.
It's going to be weird. I think they might let Devontae go, though.
He's valuable, but we'll see what actually happened. But
and then them adding Gordon Hayward just.
Oh, yeah. That's a good segue, isn't it?
It is. You want to lead them off? You want to lead them off by talking about the best available players right now?
So as of today, Saturday, November 21st at 12:35 p.m., we have had so many moves happen. My Los Angeles Lakers made a great decision in picking up Montrezl Harrell and Wes Matthews and Dennis Schroeder, all for decent contracts. One player I wish we would have been able to get was Jeremy Grant, but I'm glad he got paid. He ended up in Detroit with that was a $19 million deal. He was able to get paid. A little bit more than that, but he got paid, and that's all I care about.
It was 70 mil. They matched.
Excuse me, not 19 mil. I'm thinking about a different player, but yeah. I've been looking at numbers all day. But Charlotte, Michael Jordan
got robbed.
Why would you say Gordon Hayward for $40 million a year when he was the bench? Of a contending, what you were the greatest wrong player to ever play this game, and your foresight for contracts is just—he needs to just give up ownership something, bro. He needs to take because I'm tired of watching this man blow these teams. Then these contracts, man, we have to do with Kemba. I'm praying. I'm hoping and praying Melo don't got to deal with this BS the whole time because Gordon, I mean, nobody really wanted Gordon and Hayward's contract to begin with, you know, but that's beyond me, bro.
So, I don't know. So clearly the Hornets made you happy in the draft.
Yeah.
But that it's questionable about the moves that they've made so far in the free agency.
Yeah. As soon as free agency hit, then it's back to the regular BS with them. So
I hear you.
Hey, man. But aside from that, we got a whole bunch of movement. We got Danilo. So we can lead off with, we were talking about OKC earlier. They were able to actually get rid of Danilo Gallinari. He ended up going to Atlanta with that good deal. You know, I think Atlanta's been making some decent moves. They've been trading pieces too. If you want to go ahead and lead off with the rest of the deals that were made.
Well, I mean, I can't list them all from the top of my head. And like,
I'm just going off
more like on time management, but like the big you know, the big moves were pretty much. Everyone's been on that Hayward watch.
Yeah.
You know? So, but Miami, bro. Miami. Picking up Avery.
Yeah. Bro. Former Laker.
For cheap, too. Like, how? It's like, it baffles me, like, how cheap he left LA for.
Oh, you know? He did. And he didn't end up playing the season. So, you know, his value. And
he still got that. He still got that ring, too.
So did. He's a champ. So,
yeah, but I think right now the team that surprised me, like I have three teams actually. I think I listed them off. Hold on, you got to give me one sec. I listed them off. It's been the Pelicans.
Yeah.
The Sixers. I'm gonna add four actually. It's been the Pelicans, the Sixers, the boys right there in the background, the Lakers. Big up to them. Big shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Adam Montrez. Yo, first of all, for the people who are saying Montrez is a snake for leaving the JV team, Giannis, you're not here, but you're the JV team, you know, for leaving the JV squad to come up and have a very high chance into winning a championship with possibly the greatest player of all time, and that. Mm-hmm. That's just major, major, major. The top two players who finished one and two in the six man race are on your squad now. That's big moves by LeBron and Kuminga.
Huge. Shout out Rob, man. He's got that mama mentality when it comes to these trades, bro.
Facts.
He's doing. I mean, between them and then you also mentioned the 76ers. Ooh, boy.
Hey, yeah. How about that tweet and delete by Dwight? What was that? What was that all about?
You know, he thought he was gonna get the re-sign. Players do stuff prematurely. You know, we got that. He had a KD moment, being on, you know, Twitter, trying to announce it, keep the fans engaged. But yeah. Hey, things moves are made, and I'm happy for Dwight. I'm really happy that he got paid. Another player that I'm curious to see what happens with is KCP. I think he'll end up re-signing with us, I could very easily see a team like I could see a Milwaukee coming after him, trying to just add pieces to their roster so they can, you know, they got rid of what was it, Robin Lopez. He ended up going to I can't think of the team off the top of my head just because like again, this is like. Maybe like 10 minutes ago, I saw that this happened. So, you know, Milwaukee, I'm expecting them to make some more moves. They had that deal with Bogdan Bogdanovic that failed through. And then shout out to Adam Silver for hitting them with that tampering.
Yeah, bro.
That way too early, way before the free agency started. And they're like, hold your horses now. Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, so they've been making moves. Shoot.
So those are you said the Bucks, the Lakers, and who else?
And then Miami as well. And then they Miami. Ended up getting got Avery Brad. And geez, Elise.
Yeah, who's been the most disappointing so far?
The Houston Rockets, man.
And the Brooklyn Nets.
And
signing Joe Harris to that fat contract, bro.
For no apparent reason. decide that he can shoot. Wait, I thought I expected another team to overpay him. Yeah. And they end up signing him to that fat contract for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad. But listen, bro, a lot of people are not talking about a team I said was gonna finish top five this coming season. And that's the Phoenix Suns.
Hey, they are the bubble champs, boy.
Boy, they just got, listen, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton. They let go of Kelly, which is upsetting, you know. But guess what they did today? They just signed Jay Crowder. So,
What a big contract, though. That's a fat pretty contract. Big contract. Got to come and think about with the cap room with that Chris Paul, but I like the deal. He's a good piece. He can shoot. He's physical, and he can score. So, you know, he's a good piece. He's a good pickup. But can we talk about that Warriors trade, the fact that they came up on Kelly Oubre? He was one of the reasons, in my opinion, that they were successful in the bubble. He started shining.
100%. I agree with you.
Yeah, for real. And I think he'll be a good piece in the Warriors with Steve Kerr's system. I think for sure. You know, they surrounded a bunch of players around Steph Curry, a bunch of wings. We got some good players. And, you know, shout out to Phoenix trying to make that push. You know, they still probably going to be like mid in the middle of the pack when it comes to this coming season. But yeah, that was a great move by them.
I'm still sticking to my grounds and saying top five.
Bro, I don't think you're getting a little too ahead of yourself as that.
Listen, bro.
Yeah, bro, because you know we're talking about the West here. We're talking about the West.
Yes, okay.
It's a very competitive conference. They can end up being projected top five for whatever they put the way too early rankings out, and by the time the season is like halfway through the All-Star break, they could be in the 10, and then by the end of it. Towards the playoffs, they can end up getting in at the 8 seed. So, we'll see what happens. But, hey, I do like them. It's going to be exciting to watch them.
Can I ask you a question? Who finished 5th overall last year? Utah?
It was Utah or Denver? Yeah. Was it Utah?
I'm pretty sure it was Utah because they didn't have home court advantage over Denver.
Right, yeah. So, Utah.
And Utah had a subpar season, right? Let's just say from 5 to 10. I mean, from 5 to 8, it was pretty much like
it was neck and neck,
right? Yeah. So saying Phoenix is possibly going to be a top five team is not out of the equation. And I'm not.
I wouldn't put them ahead of teams like the Warriors, for example. They're going to be in the conversation, too.
Warriors are definitely going to be top three, top five.
I think Portland is going to be,
And is Cantor coming back?
Yeah, they just got Cantor. I think they're going to end up getting rid of what's old boy's name? Big. I'm blanking on his name.
Hassan.
Hassan Whiteside, yeah. So they might end up getting rid of him so they can keep Cantor. So they might be a problem.
I agree. but what are you looking forward to, bro? So like all these players getting trades. What are you looking forward to right now? Like you looking at the Houston Rockets, you got what's it called?
I'm looking to see what the Pistons do because they still have Blake Griffin.
Yes.
And he's on an expiring deal, and I don't think they're going to end up keeping him. I think he's going to be on his way out. I think they're also clear.
In the West, you think?
We'll see. I, for one, think he could go to a team like Sacramento. I think they could get him for like a veteran deal. You know what I mean? Because they can complement and add pieces. Because, I mean, they just signed De'Aaron Fox to that Supermax deal. Shout out to De'Aaron Fox. I knew that boy was going
to
be paid.
Big up to him. Jason Tatum's getting paid too by the end of the weekend.
Oh yeah, we know that definitely. He deserves it. Him and Jaylen Brown too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think they somebody could pick up that contract for real good. I think the Pistons might be clearing out space for Russell Westbrook, bro. I think that they might.
Why did he go out to the cold like that, though? I can't.
Because
in the cold.
He get paid. OKC ain't that warm. He was there for a minute too.
It's warmer than New England. I'll tell you that.
True. Yeah. Shout out y'all. I mean, good luck.
But
I don't miss.
Hey man, give me three players who you want to see in the team that are available right now.
Three players that I do want to see get seen. Number one, Victor Oladipo. I think he could make an impact to any team that he goes to. I'm excited to see what happens with Mr. Harden, because I don't know. We'll see what happens. That's a ridiculous deal to ask with that type of cap room for Brooklyn, but they might end up making it happen anyway. And then my number three is actually not a lesser known player, but he's homegrown in the IE. Is Mr. Jordan McLaughlin out of Minnesota?
Yes, I saw that. I saw that in the group text. Yeah. That's awesome that you guys actually like have that connection. That's dope.
Yeah. Undrafted out of USC, played at Etiwanda High School. Boy, he was a problem coming out of here, especially in AAU. Freaking hated playing against him. Had the opportunity to play with him for a little bit, and I think he could be he's top 15 free agents listed. So
he was 14 ahead of Jordan Clarkson. So
right. No, he's a beast too. He can contribute to any team. So those are my three. Those are my three right there.
Well, here are my three. Okay.
All right.
Ibaka,
yeah.
You named one of them. Hassan.
I think we – yeah. Mm-hmm. Hassan Whiteside.
I think you know what I'm going to say next.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I know who you're going to say. I think it's going to be Mr. James Harden. I think we're going to – no, not Mr. James. Nah. Who are you thinking about, man?
I actually think he's going to be in the purple and gold.
You think he's going to go there?
Yeah, because you guys got rid of that contract for Dwight, so I think he's gonna go back and earn what he's supposed to have this past season. Boogie Cousins.
Boogie, okay.
Yeah.
Boogie, yeah, yeah. That's an interesting one. I have not heard his name in so long. I keep forgetting about this man.
He's been talked about.
I hope he does get signed. If we don't get him, I think we can end up getting a player like what's that boy's name?
Hassan's got a fat contract though. I don't know what he's gonna be doing. You know what I'm saying?
I have no idea where a small team like maybe Indiana might pick him up just to, you know, have some depth because they got to compliment. They might keep their young pieces, but I could see them getting rid of Sabonis for some pieces too.
Let me tell y'all who y'all should be focusing on, right? He played for the Bucks last year. Very, very underrated role player. Ersan Ilyasova. He's great.
He's a vet. Certified vet.
Yes, sir.
That boy is old. My God. He been in the league so long, man.
Yeah. Him and Rudy. Rudy's like Rudy. It feels like Rudy's like Benjamin Button, you know?
No, for real.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
Rudy Gay. Rudy Gay is always in free agency talks too, and he could definitely help.
Another free agent that I wanted us to think about and consider, even with the contract, is DeMar DeRozan. We could try. Yeah. A little draft machine.
Yeah, he's gonna be sacrificing a lot, but
yeah, we'll give up some pieces. I'll give up JaVale for him. I don't care.
I don't think that's going to be enough, though. Greg's not going to take JaVale over that. He's gonna
have to he can have Caruso. He can have.
Y'all might have to give up Kyle Kuzma, to be honest with you.
Yeah, go ahead. They love Wall. Let him go. You want to get paid? Trash.
Yeah, hey, I feel you, bro. I feel you. Hey, man, I wish, what's it called? Johannes was here.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, hey. Shout out to the main electric company for keeping your lights on.
See, my lights are on, so I'm set. I'm set over here. I think it's a South Portland thing. So,
yeah, if y'all would like to make a charitable donation, go to the link. It should be in the description of the video. for the hoodies and it's and all the merch that we got dropped. If you want to go ahead and plug that, my man. Yeah, as we can see, as you can see, there's one of our members that is in need.
In need.
In need.
We'll put the GoFundMe link right here. No, I'm kidding you, honey. Nah, but yo, listen, can't wait for the season to start. That was a big tongue twister. I can't wait for the season to start, but yeah, we'll get back to it after the first week of the season. Free agency still, it's buzzing. It's going to be going on throughout the week. So there's going to be definitely updates, but we'll get back to you guys when the season comes, you know, into fruition again. Yeah. It's your boy, Abd.
Your boy, Lil Gap.
You guys heard Miles. You feel me? Buy that merch. It's going to be right here, you know, in the middle of your screen. But, yeah.
Yeah, get your hoodie. Let us keep you warm. Get it for you. Coming up. Get one for your girlfriend. Get one for your mom. Get one for your pops.
Christmas is coming.
It's coming.
Coming.
Warm. Bump up. All right, y'all.